This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Well, turns out that old Donald Trump is continuing some of the policies of Barack Obama.
Who'd have thunk it?
Namely, bombing innocent children. That yes. policy is being continued.
Yes, it is. And not just any innocent child, but the 8-year-old sister of the 16-year-old that Barack Obama drone bombed about 6 years ago.
So they're going after the whole family then, basically.
Seems like it. Okay. The story comes from The Intercept. In 2010, President Obama directed the CIA to assassinate an American citizen in Yemen, Anwar al-Awlaki.
I remember that name.
Despite the fact that he had never been charged with, let alone convicted of any criminal offense.
Yeah, this was a pretty scary news story when we talked about that.
And the agency successfully carried out the order a year later with a drone strike in September 2011. While that assassination created widespread debate, the once again beloved ACLU sued Obama to restrain him from the assassination on the ground of due process, and then when that suit was dismissed, sued Obama again after the killing was carried out. Mm. Another drone killing carried out shortly thereafter was perhaps even more significant, yet generated relatively little attention. 2 weeks after the killing of Anwar al-Awlaki, a separate drone strike in Yemen killed his 16-year-old American-born son, Abdul Rahman, along with the boy's 17-year-old cousin and several other innocent Yemenis. The U.S. eventually claimed that the boy was not their target, but merely collateral damage. Abdul Rahman's grief-stricken grandfather, Nasir, urged the Washington Post to visit a Facebook memorial page for Abdul Rahman, which explained, look at his pictures, his friends, and his hobbies. His Facebook page shows a typical kid. Few events pulled the mask off Obama officials like this one. It highlighted how the Obama administration was ravaging Yemen, one of the world's poorest countries, just weeks after he won the Nobel Prize
for peace.
Obama used cluster bombs that killed 35 Yemeni women and children. Even Obama-supporting liberal comedians mocked the DOJ's arguments for why it had the right to execute Americans with no charge. Stephen Colbert snarked, due process just means there's a process that you do. And a firestorm erupted when former Obama press secretary Robert Gibbs offered a sociopathic justification for killing the Colorado-born teenager, apparently blaming him for his own killing by saying he, quote, should have had a more responsible father.
Wow.
Again.
Oh, that's cold.
His father, someone who was never charged with, let alone convicted of a crime.
Yeah, how are we supposed to know anything about this man? He's never been, held up to any kind of public scrutiny.
Right. Again, due process means there's a process that you do. Hmm. The U.S. assault on Yemeni civilians.
That process apparently is just dropping a bomb.
Yes. Yeah. The U.S. assault on Yemeni civilians not only continued but radically escalated over the next 5 years through the end of the Obama presidency as the U.S. and U.K. armed, supported, and provided crucial assistance to their close ally Saudi Arabia as it devastated Yemen through a criminally reckless bombing campaign. Yemen now faces mass starvation, seemingly exacerbated deliberately by the U.S. and U.K.-supported air attacks. And something not mentioned here is the blockade being carried out by Saudi Arabia.
Oh, boy.
Yemen is a country that imports 90% of all of their food.
Ooh.
Because it's a desert. They can't really produce things.
Right.
Because of the...
And Saudi Arabia is now preventing food from being delivered there.
And medical aid and pretty much everything else, because they're claiming that allowing things to be imported into Yemen is assisting with the terrorists.
Oh, boy.
Because of the direct responsibility of the West.
So if they starve the whole country, they'll get the terrorists, is the idea.
That seems to be part of the claim here.
It's insane.
Yeah. The article from The Intercept continues, because of the direct responsibility of the West for these atrocities, they've received vanishingly little attention in the responsible countries. In a hideous symbol of the bipartisan continuity of U.S. barbarism, Nasir al-Awlaki just lost another one of his young grandchildren to U.S. violence. On Sunday, the Navy's SEAL Team 6, using Reaper drones for cover, carried out a commando raid on what it said was a compound harboring officials of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. A statement issued by President Trump lamented the death of an American service member and several others who were wounded, but no mention of any civilian deaths. U.S. military officials initially denied any civilian deaths, and therefore the CNN report on the raid said nothing about any civilians being killed.
But
reports from Yemen quickly surfaced that 30 people were killed, including 10 women and children. Among the dead, the 8-year-old granddaughter of Nasir al-Awlaki, Nawar, who was also the daughter of Anwar al-Awlaki.
Wow.
And
all right.
The sister of Rabdu al-Man. The author here is Glenn Greenwald. He continues, as noted by my colleague Jeremy Scahill, who extensively interviewed the grandparents in Yemen for his book and film on Obama's Dirty Wars, the girl was shot in the neck and killed, bleeding to death over the course of 2 hours.
Okay, so you were wrong. It wasn't a drone bombing. They had drones involved in the operation. But she was actually shot by a presumable Navy SEAL.
Yes. The grandfather asked, why kill children? This is the new administration. It's a very sad, big crime. The New York Times reported that military officials had been planning and debating the raid for months under the Obama administration, but Obama officials decided to leave the choice to Trump. The new president personally authorized the attack last week.
Oh, wow.
They claim the main target of the raid was, quote, computer materials inside the house that could contain clues about future terrorist plots, end quote. The paper cited a Yemeni official saying at least 8 women and 7 children between the ages of 3 and 13 had been killed in the raid, and that the attack also severely damaged a school, a health facility, and a mosque. Matthew Cole, another colleague of Greenwald's, reported in great detail just weeks ago that Navy SEAL Team 6, for all its public glory, has a long history of revenge operations, unjustified killings, mutilations, and other atrocities.
Oh, I bet.
And Trump notoriously vowed during the campaign to target not only terrorists, but also their families. All of that demands aggressive, independent inquiries into the operation. Perhaps.
Well, good thing The Intercept's out there, because they do really good, detailed reporting on this stuff.
Perhaps the most tragic of all of this, just as was true in Iraq, Al-Qaeda had very little presence in Yemen before the Obama administration began bombing and droning it and killing civilians, thus driving people into the arms of the military.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that bombing a place would actually recruit people to the terrorists?
That's not what I'm saying. That's what the terrorists themselves actually say. After, what was it, the wedding back in 2012, 2013?
The one that got bombed?
That got droned?
Yeah.
There was one of the people who lost family in there that said, you know, every time you killed our people, you just wind up causing more people to want to fight against you.
Right.
So the terrorists themselves are saying, when you kill our women and children, all you're doing is encouraging us to fight.
Right, and it is possible that those women and children that were killed in this strike were opposing the SEAL team that was coming in there. I mean, to some level, it's possible that they were raising weapons and, you know, intending to defend themselves against these attackers.
Possible. Very unlikely, but possible.
I mean, if you were a woman, wouldn't you want to defend your kids from being shot to death by, you know, some
raiding? I'm just saying there's no evidence that they even had weapons to defend themselves.
That's true. There's no evidence. That's all I'm saying. It's a possibility. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, had the SEALs not gone in, then those people would still be alive. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver. And that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It It's Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can join us here if you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to help out Free Talk Live? Then get your shopping done with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon U.S., Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. Just go into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. And the stuff that you get will get a cut of the purchase price when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Daryl, you are telling us what is probably the most depressing story of the evening, but one that probably should be told just to bring people up to speed. You may recall Anwar al-Awlaki, I believe was his name.
Yes.
The American-born citizen who was killed by the Obama administration without any kind of trial or due process whatsoever. He was just ordered assassinated.
Correct.
There was a later bombing raid that ended up killing his 16-year-old son.
Yes, Abdul Rahman.
And now, in the Trump administration, within the first 2 weeks of that administration, Donald Trump has continued the policy of killing innocent children all around the globe and has managed to exterminate the 8-year-old sister of the 16-year-old young man.
Correct. And as was mentioned here, Al-Qaeda was not present in Yemen until after the U.S. started bombing and raiding the country,
which allowed them to recruit effectively, because all they had to do was say, well, do you want to help us oppose the these murderers, the people who killed your children, the people who destroyed your town, or do you want to stand there and do nothing?
Right. And as the late young Yemeni writer Ibrahim Mathana told Congress back in 2013, drone strikes are causing more Yemenis to hate America and join radical militants.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, liberal voices in the United States are largely ignoring, if not condoning, civilian deaths and extrajudicial killings in Yemen. During George W. Bush's presidency, the rage would have been tremendous, but today there is a little outcry, even though what is happening is in many ways an escalation of Bush's policies.
Yep.
Defenders of human rights must speak out. America's counterterrorism policy here is not only making Yemen less safe by strengthening support for Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, but it could also ultimately endanger the United States and the entire world.
If the United States government wanted to be seen as saviors of these people rather than the killers of them, they should feed them. Rather than bomb them, they should be feeding these hungry people because,
or at least
you said,
allowing the food shipments to arrive. Like, you don't have to go out of pocket and just give them food, but don't prevent the food that they're trying to get from arriving.
Well, right. Well, you said that Saudi Arabia was blockading the country. So,
correct.
You know, if they wanted to engender some warm feelings towards the United States, the solution would be to oppose Saudi Arabia's blockade and to, as you say, try to put an end to it. So, but here we are, more bombings, more deaths, more children being killed. What do you think that's going to result in the future? It's going to result in more ISIS members. It's going to result in more Al-Qaeda. And, of course, that's going to then be used as an excuse for more bombings and more invasions. And, of course, Trump, who on one side of his mouth said it was right after he was elected, I think, that the United States would enter a new era of peace. He said that at the same time saying that he wanted to continue to persecute terrorism, and you just can't have it both ways.
He recently ordered the Pentagon to come up with a plan to defeat ISIS quickly. And that could mean not just more bombs, but more troops. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole there's no troops on the ground thing, even though, you know, like Obama's been sending maybe like 100 at a time.
Yep.
Speculation is Trump might want to send between 20 to 30,000.
We will see, and we will keep an eye on things here as best as we can. Of course, we also rely on you guys out there to bring news to us. So if there's something we've missed and you think it's super important, we got wide open phones. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. I know coming up, you've got the story out of the Philippines, Daryl, that we teased at the very beginning of the show. The Filipino Trump, Rodrigo Duterte, who was the elected president. He's been the mayor of one of the cities in the Philippines for many years.
Davao, I think it was.
Davao, yeah. And rose to prominence because, like Donald Trump, he said things that a lot of people were thinking but didn't want to come out and say. Some very unpopular, very unpolitically correct things. But unlike Trump, he went even further than Trump has done and literally called for the murder of the extrajudicial killings of people who were accused of selling and using drugs. And ultimately, that is one of the things that propelled him to victory. Even after coming out and admitting that he wanted to commit rape, he actually said publicly that he wished he could have been first in a massive gang rape at a prison that occurred, that he believed that he should have had first crack because he was the mayor of the city.
Yeah.
He came right out and said that, and his polling numbers went up. He ended up winning the election after that and inputting the policy of killing people before even, you know, a chance at trial. Of course, their prisons are also just loaded up with people. They've got people literally sleeping on stairs in stairwells in this prison because they have no room. So it's just an insane situation with thousands of bodies that piled up by just the end of the year. I haven't gotten an update for this month, but you know, by the end of 2016, there was like 4,000 victims at the very least, if I'm
right. I heard 6,000.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a lot of bodies that none of which had been given any chance at a trial or any evidence being presented against them. They've just been executed in the streets by both vigilantes and the police, and Duterte promising to give police a pardon, basically. So if
right, and I speculated that he would, you know, ex post facto deputize anybody that wasn't a police officer that he found had killed somebody.
So that kind of brings you up to speed as briefly as we can on this guy. We're going to get into Duterte here in moments. Let's go to Vernon. He's in Louisiana listening online. Go ahead, Vernon. You're on Free Talk Live.
I've got two things. Number one, so a few nights ago, Sarah called in, and she said that she considered calling your show volunteer work, and you started to kind of ask her what she meant by that, but then she started with her propaganda or whatever. So the next time she calls, can you all make sure to ask her, like, exactly where she's getting her topics from? Because it really does sound like she's, like, getting emailed once a day, hey, call your
she doesn't do
whoever
email.
And talk about this. It's just the same old, I don't know.
She doesn't do email.
She
I don't know how many of the calls of hers that you've heard, but she's completely unconnected. I don't know if you can hear us, but we can hear you fine.
Hello.
There might be a disconnection of some sort there at the network. Maybe a button hasn't been pressed appropriately. Not sure what happened there. But anyway, Sarah, he's referring to our pretty much nightly caller. She was on hold earlier, but she dropped off before we could get her on. That she is not an email person. She's never used Google. She has no connection to the internet.
Right. So, but she doesn't listen to the show.
No, and she doesn't listen to the show. She does appear to listen to talk radio, and she seems to take notes and then brings up some of the things that she finds exciting when she calls this show. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username's lrn.fm. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. And don't forget, you can save big time by shopping with Purse. You go to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. You can save up to 33%. And, Daryl, you just requested 30% off a recent item that you purchased, or
yes,
that you didn't purchase. Somebody purchased for you. You get 30% off. Amazon gets the full amount they were requesting, and the person who did the purchasing gets some of your Bitcoin.
Yes.
So the key is, in order to get tremendous discounts, up to 30-something percent, over at saveitpurse.com, you do have to have Bitcoin. That is the one requirement here. The other one is that you add stuff to your shopping list or your wish list over at Amazon, and then you import that wish list over at saveitpurse.com. You select the discount you want. Usually, higher discounts take a little longer to fulfill, but not always. In your case, 30% off, you got that within just a couple hours.
Just barely over an hour.
I would say that's unusually fast.
That
people
is unusually fast.
They should not expect that kind of speed. But
picked up a couple other shipments today. One that I got, I believe it was 27%, mm-hmm, and the other one I did an instant buy, so it was 5%.
You were in a hurry, obviously, on that one.
Yes.
So it's awesome. SaveItPurse.com. It works. It works well. That's why I've used it for more than 2 years and pretty much bought everything that I've bought from Amazon through SaveItPurse. SaveATPurse.com. So go there and do that. Let's go to Vernon, who had some difficulties hearing us. I'm presuming it was a bad cell phone connection because your call ended up dropping. Vernon, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, good. You called in about you'd called in about Sarah in New Mexico.
I called in about that and Bill Weld. So.
Well, let's talk about Bill Weld here in a moment because Sarah just so happened to call in. Now, I don't know if it's because
she's more interesting.
I don't know if it's because she's actually listening to the show for once. Sarah, did you know you were being talked about? Were your ears burning?
No, I just called in to talk about that our texting and talking on cell phone is only $12. I mean, only $25 in Albuquerque. I just called in a minute ago.
But I don't understand what you just said. Texting is $25?
If you get a ticket for texting while driving, it's only $25.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, in Albuquerque. So don't you guys all want to come down here and move here? You guys?
No.
Every other driver is talking on their cell phone.
No, because, see, here in New Hampshire, there's actually a bill in the State House to repeal that law.
Yeah, but what are the odds that's going to pass?
Not very good, but I'd rather them repeal it than charge me $25 for it.
Yeah. Sarah, we got Vernon on the line here. He actually had a question for you. Vernon, you're on with Sarah. Go ahead.
Sarah, what organization, you called the other night claiming that you're doing volunteer work whenever you call this radio station, quote unquote. I was wondering what organization you're doing that that volunteer work through, and where do you get your topics that you want to call into? It sounds like you're getting your propaganda from some sort of organization. I'm just curious, you know, where exactly you're getting that from.
Well, the thing is that I'm doing volunteer work.
I can't hear anybody if you can hear me.
Okay, well, I don't know why that would be.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Well, you know, my volunteer works from what I feel is necessary. I'm against children.
You're not answering the question. What organization are you doing your volunteer work through?
I have no organization, but a lot of my communist ideas come from communist parties of America, believe it or not. And
so you're not on any sort of mailing list or anything that tells you, hey, call into your local representative or call into your local radio show and talk about this or that.
Well, no, I have no organization. I do this on my own. I'm for helping the homeless people in Albuquerque. And
I think all the things you talk about really are just about driving and accidents in the Albuquerque region. And it's just, I was just curious if, I don't know. Okay. Well,
that's not all that she talks about. She's talked about communist stuff as well. So, you know, that's what I thought. I believed Sarah when she told me that. I didn't think that she was working for anybody, but I can understand why you would think that, Vernon. I mean, there are organizations who do send out notices like the Parents Television Association or whatever they're called.
Yep.
I don't think that's the name of it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Parents
Television Council, that's what it is, where they will send out notices about, oh, this is a bad show. You need to call and complain about it. But I think Sarah truly is.
Stuff just sounds like it really does sound like propaganda. Like, it really does. Like, it's like she's reading a script or something. It's crazy.
I've never gotten that. I've never gotten that impression from Sarah. She's always seemed to be sincere and very interested in the things that she is discussing here. So, Vernon, I'm gonna put you on hold. We're going to come back to you because I know you had another point you wanted to make. But go ahead, Sarah.
Well, you know, for example, I wanted to let people know that cholesterol and fat is actually good for us because the doctors are paid to lie. So it's a good thing that I want to put that out, that when you get...
Now, you do realize that doctors don't all agree, right? Like, there are doctors who disagree with some other doctors, and they will argue about stuff that they disagree on. So, like, fat and cholesterol and, you know, all these food-related factors have been disagreed on for many, many, you know, decades.
That's correct, but you know what? They need to lose their license because they're giving out wrong information. Salt is good for us. Cholesterol is necessary for our brain.
Well,
things
in moderation, Sarah. It is certainly true that salt is good in that iodized salt, for instance, will, you know, keep you from, what is it? There's like some, it's not diarrhea, is it? It's something else that's like a killer around the world, and I'm forgetting what it is, but iodine in the salt actually protects you from that. you know, if you don't get iodized salt.
And salt is also good for preserving food.
Right. So a little bit of salt certainly isn't a bad thing.
Of course, you know, not all doctors agree because, you know, it was only just a few decades ago that only 4 out of 5 physicians preferred camels.
So
I want to expose that they, on purpose, these people with credentials are giving out wrong information to make people ill, so they could profit off of it. That's one of my.
It's not always on purpose. Sometimes they are given bad information, and then they just wind up repeating it because, you know, doctors don't necessarily have the time to go do all of their own scientific studies to figure out what's right. They can only go based off of the things that have been peer-reviewed, and, you know, we can talk about how horrible the peer-review process is at another time, but, you know, the physicians themselves and the, you know, general practitioner doctors, they're not doing their own scientific studies to figure out if salt right. is good or fat is bad or butter is better than margarine or whatnot.
And the last thing you want to do, Sarah, is, you know, give people, some select board of people, the ability to determine what is or is not true about science and then to pull licenses because somebody else might disagree
right,
with their
opinion. Part of the peer review process to where you've got some board that determines what they will and will not publish in the Journal of American Medicine. And then anything that's not published there, people, oh, well, that's just quackery because that wasn't published in this thing because it wasn't peer reviewed.
Now, of course, one of the problems with licenses in general is it gives people who, you know, think they know better than you the ability to make decisions about whether you
right.
can live or die as far as the business that you want to run, in this case, the business of helping sick people.
And the whole thing around licensing doctors was started by the American Medical Association because they wanted to make sure that certain types of practices could not be done. Chiropractics
mm-hmm.
were flat out prohibited in some states because of, you know, medical licensing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff that the FDA suppresses, like natural remedies and things like that. You can't make
yeah.
claims, for instance, about natural remedies actually working to cure things. It's just ridiculous.
Vitamin C
yeah.
treats scurvy.
And by the way, I did look it up. Apologies, I'm not into medicine deeply. Iodine deficiencies can lead to enlarged thyroid, so goiter, basically. So if you don't get iodine in your diet through iodized salts, then you have a much larger chance of something like that happening to
yes.
you. And that happens around the world quite a bit. Hey, thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. Yeah, the doctors are definitely ensconced in power because of the AMA monopoly that we're talking about here, or oligopoly, or whatever you want to call it. And that's a problem. We need to have more free market health care, and that would include the ability for people to choose who provides them service, whether they're licensed or not.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-453. Only moments remaining here, but enough time for you. If you call in right now, with you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Don't forget to check out more of Daryl at libertylobby.info. Videos are up on, at the very least, the Free Keen channel, but I didn't get them up until late last night, so I'm not sure if you've had a chance to do anything with
They're up.
You did do it, okay. So libertylobby.info is your website, Daryl, that is cataloging your efforts to lobby for freedom in Concord,
yes,
New Hampshire.
And what I've been doing, now that there have been some executive sessions, I'm actually going back of the bills that I've previously testified on. Mm-hmm. I'm putting, here's what the committee has recommended.
Oh, cool.
Recommended. Here's the date that it's going before the full House.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be keeping track of that so that people can
It's hard
see.
To follow that stuff normally. You have to have, like, special access to certain websites that'll, you know, give you heads-ups, and you have to subscribe to certain bills, and it really requires somebody to take a lot of time to follow along with this.
There's
stuff.
So definitely some digging, yes.
So you're making it easier for people who want to track the progress of certain bills to
yes.
do that. So one of the many features that you get if you're a supporter, or even if you just want to go look
right.
at libertylobby.info, but you are still accepting monetary support and monthly subscriptions.
Yes. Right now I'm at about 63% of
okay.
the monthly goal. So, you know, definitely could use some support. But, you know, I'm not broke.
Yep.
I'll say that.
You're covering the gas.
Covering the gas.
Get up there.
You know, covering a meal.
Or two. And
because yes.
I know I've donated some gas to the project as well. And I've been donating some time, going up, recording
yes.
video, and we're going up tomorrow. And
tomorrow
going
and
up Wednesday.
Yep.
So
basically Tuesdays and Wednesdays through
Yeah, basically we
like
get nothing
mid-April.
Else done. Like we can't do anything else productive on Tuesdays and Wednesdays now
yeah.
due to the action.
And conference. Then Thursday is largely playing catch up on emails and
right.
other things over the last couple of days, and then preparing for the next week.
Week. And this is week number 4 that we're entering into right now.
Correct.
So if you want to check out some full videos, I know you've been putting clips of yourself up on,
yes,
on libertylobby.info, full videos of full hearings, including a Bitcoin bill, including, let's see, a possible legalization for distillation of, home distillation of liquor.
Yes.
That's a couple of them that I put up there. And also a monopoly for the state on cannabis. That was another one that I recorded the full hearing of. And I testified at those hearings as well. All those videos are up on the Free Keen YouTube channel. You can check those out at your leisure. And our very own Heather Mullins, who is here on Thursday nights, has turned into a media darling here in New Hampshire. She just showed up at the State House last week, testified on a cannabis bill, which you and I were like, we're not going to go to. We're too busy with all these other things that no one pays attention to.
Right.
And luckily she went in there because, you know, if you got more liberty activists, you can go into different, you know, hearings.
Correct.
She went. She testified on a medical cannabis bill that would expand access to medical cannabis.
It wasn't just one. They were hearing five bills.
Right.
And I wasn't there, but when I saw that the start times were 3 minutes apart, I said, probably what they're going to do is have the sponsor introduce the bill,
mm-hmm,
and then just take public testimony
on all of them,
simultaneously.
Right, because most people are going to either support them all or oppose them all, and if
correct,
they don't, they'll make it clear. So she gave her testimony, and mainstream media was in the room covering the hearings, and they saw, an attractive young lady. Let's put her up in front of a camera. So
yep,
they did, and she got interviewed by the union leader as well. And I put it out there as an example of just how easy it is to be a kind of a big fish in the small pond of politics in New,
yes,
Hampshire. Heather has been here for, 2 months or something like that? 3, maybe?
Barely.
And, you know, she's just gotten involved over in Concord. She never really had the opportunity to do this stuff when she was a libertarian activist in Massachusetts, and nor would you have the same opportunities down there. But up here, you got all kinds of opportunities.
Right.
And all you really have to do to make a difference and have an impact is show up. You just have to show up and participate in the process.
As they say, showing up is 90%.
It's certainly true. So let's go back to Vernon, who has been waiting patiently. You had wanted to talk to Sarah, and you got your wish, and then you had a second topic, so I wanted you to hang if you wanted to get to that. So go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, so the other day I was listening, and I think it was you that said, okay, well, Libertarian Party, they're not too bad now. We'll give them a chance. And then today I'm listening to an interview with Bill Wells. And I'm not a libertarian, I'm not a hardcore libertarian or anything. I don't know, terribly much about the party. But, the host kept asking him questions about his libertarian leanings, and he kept saying that Trump is now the best president ever. Trump is amazing, and
wow,
and he's just doing all the right things, and this and that, and then I'm thinking in the back of my head,
I'm glad I don't have a full stomach because it would just all come up hearing this.
I guess he's taking his libertarian hat off, huh, Daryl?
I don't know if the man ever had a libertarian hat, but Gary Johnson said he was the original libertarian. You want to know the difference between Bill Weld and Sarah in Albuquerque? Sarah doesn't claim to be a libertarian.
Go ahead, Vernon. What else?
You've just got to be careful about re-embracing the Libertarian Party with that kind of talk going on.
Well, I got to clarify, I have not re-embraced the Libertarian Party. They did advertise here on Free Talk Live, and I personally, what I'd said on the air was, if you want to have an effect, you can have a free membership.
No, I think what you had said just a couple days ago is that you are reluctantly supporting the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire,
not the National Libertarian Party. And I tried to make that clear in the press release. In fact, if you were to go to nhliberty.info, the website of the Liberty Party here in New Hampshire, where Conan and I put our press release up, it specifically excoriates the National Libertarian Party and makes it clear that this is not to be misconstrued or believed to be in any way an endorsement of the National Libertarian Party. Those people have been unprincipled for a long time, And the New Hampshire Liberty Party is endorsing the current direction of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party because the current direction of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party is one that is in a direction towards principle, in a direction towards supporting secession, and those are two things that are very important to us at the
New
Hampshire Liberty
Party. And being active.
Right, and actually doing stuff. Yeah, that helps too.
Talk about New Hampshire all the time. Like, what? I think isn't this a national radio show? So in Louisiana, you know, that, I don't know. That's another question I've always had is why do y'all talk about New Hampshire all the time when this is supposed to be a national radio show? And I live, you know, 2,000 miles away, and, you know, I'm probably never going to go to New Hampshire.
Well, that's too bad. The reason why we talk about New Hampshire is because there's exciting stuff happening up here. And if there were exciting things happening in Louisiana, I'd want to hear about that, too. You know, I've actually bemoaned the fact that we don't have more libertarians calling in about all the cool libertarian activism happening around the country. You know, what is going on out there? I know there's stuff happening.
That's a good angle. And seriously, I'm just being honest with you as a listener. Sometimes I just want to tune out when y'all start droning on about going to the New Hampshire, you know, this and that, whatever. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I'm just being honest.
That's fine, man. You know, this show ain't for everybody. Have a good night. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Look, I'm excited about the activism happening here in New Hampshire, and I want to promote it because I want libertarians to move here. Now, not everybody is interested in, you know, being around the largest concentration of voluntarists and libertarians known to man, but if you are interested in what that would mean, then we are a window into that world. We are.
And I forget if it's you or Mark, or it could be both, that have described Free Talk Live kind of as a reality show.
I've described it that
about way. The host.
Right, because we do stuff, you know, unlike most talk show hosts who show up, flip a microphone on for 3 hours, and then, you know, go
They've
away.
They've got people that do their show prep. We do our own show prep.
Right, they got people that put their archives online. We do our own, you know.
They've got people that call radio stations and talk to program directors and voicemail boxes.
Right. And we also do activism. So, yes. You know, when Daryl and I are going up to the State House, we're testifying. We're speaking out in favor of liberty on these various different issues. I've done civil disobedience. Daryl, you've gone to jail for not paying a fine to a court,
right,
for instance, for a traffic ticket. And so we find all of these things to be interesting stories because, well, there are lives. And a lot of talk show hosts talk about their lives. It's just the boring crap of, I am, you know, my wife and I went to the movies this weekend, or, you know, and then they talk about the movie that they saw,
yeah,
or whatever. Or, you know, I'm in favor of this sporting team, or
Speaking
whatever.
Of, what's the last movie you went to go see in the theater?
Star Wars, the newer one. The one from December.
Okay, the Rogue One?
Rogue One.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, every now and then we'll talk about the pop culture stuff, too. But
last movie I saw was Snowden.
Right. One of the things that makes this show unique from other talk shows, besides the political perspective on here, is the fact that we're actually activists, and we actually put our own freedom on the line and our own money on the line to stand up for what we believe in. And if you don't like to hear it, well, you can call in and bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.